It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Welcome to Bob Arnson Gymnasium, where our Lady Indians will be taking on the Lady Blue Jays in a big MAC contest. Indians so far are 2-0 in the MAC, having beaten Versailles and Parkway, and Blue Jays record, no wins, 2 losses. They've lost to New Knoxville and to New Bremen. So we're going to see how this goes. The MAC website has them at 4 wins, 6 losses, the Lady Blue Jays. I was looking on their website. I believe they're 5-6, but either way, they're around 500. And, of course, if they're a team in the MAC, they're going to be tough, and you cannot look at the record and say, well, we have 7 wins, no losses. They've only won 4 or 5, and they have 6 losses. We're going to walk away with it. That is what I kind of hope happens, but if the girls are thinking that before the match starts, we're going to be in trouble. So we're playing at their place. It's always tough to get any kind of win in Delphus, especially in this gymnasium. It's the people here take a lot of pride in holding the home court here. So in the MAC, we have a couple of things. Want to go over the standings. Coldwater, Fort Recovery, New Bremen, all 2 wins, no losses in the MAC. Coldwater is 10-0 overall. Fort Recovery is 7-0 overall. New Bremen is 6-1. Minster is 1-1. New Knoxville, same. Parkway, same. St. Henry, same at 1-1. And Marion Local, Delphus, St. John's, and Versailles are all no wins, 2 losses. And I would bet a lot of money that there aren't those zeros for Marion Local, Delphus, and Versailles are not going to hold the rest of the season. Those are 3 very good programs, and you can't take anybody for granted. Somebody's going to be out to get you, and if things don't go exactly right, which is what could happen here tonight, but, you know, we on paper we're the better team, and we've been playing really well, but a letdown and a couple of bad breaks can turn everything around. So other games in the MAC tonight. New Bremen is 6-1, 2 wins, no losses in the MAC, and they're number 2 in Division 4. Coldwater is 10 wins, no losses, 2 wins, no losses in the MAC, and number 2 in Division 3. So Division 4 and Division 2, Division 4 and 3, number 2 teams are going at each other tonight at Coldwater. St. Henry will be at Minster. St. Henry is 7-2 overall, 1-1 in the league, and they're number 4 in Division 3. And Minster is 4-4 overall, and they're at number 18 in the top 20 in the state with a 4-4 record. That shows you kind of what respect everybody knows is in the MAC, and we prove it year in and year out with sending great teams to the Nutter Center now. New Knoxville, 4-5, 1-1 in the league. They're at Marion Local. Marion Local is 6-2 and winless in the league, but they are number 9 in Division 4. Fort Recovery comes in at number 5 in Division 3. I'll go over some of the state rankings here. Parkway, they're 6-3, 1-1 overall. They're at Versailles. Versailles is just 3 wins and 6 losses, and they are ranked number 13 in the state in Division 3, with having lost twice as many games as they've won. So, again, it just, I guess, kudos to the MAC. It's just a tough league to play in. So I just have the Division 3 and 4 state rankings here. Division 3, Coldwater is number 2. Number 1 is Metter Lake Catholic. Coldwater, number 2. Columbiana Crestview is number 3. St. Henry is number 4. Fort Recovery is number 5. And then we go on down to number 13, Versailles. And those are the ones that are in our area. So Coldwater at 2, St. Henry at 4, Fort Recovery at 5, Versailles at 13 in Division 3. In Division 4, it's Fort Loramie at number 1, New Bremen number 2, Tiffin Calvert, whoever comes out of that particular section usually ends up playing Tiffin Calvert, and they play great volleyball. They have beat us a few times, the MAC, I'll say. Lipsick is 4. 5 is Convoy Crestview, who we play next Monday, and I'll get into that in a minute. Another familiar name, Berlin Highland, is at 7. Marion's at 9. Jackson Center is at 10. Rushi is 15. And Minster at 4-4 is tied for 18th. So I believe I counted 11 local teams in the top 20 between Division 3 and 4. That's just, and all but two of them, I believe, are on our schedule. So, we don't play, if you're playing the MAC, you don't play an easy schedule anyway, but our off ones are tough. I'm not sure, and the coach is right, and I think he's carrying that on from several previous coaches. Playing an easy schedule doesn't really help you all that much. It may give you a little rest, and you might need one every once in a while, and you might get more wins, but that doesn't make you a better team. So before we go to the break, I want to run over some things we have coming up. Saturday football is going to be up here at Delphus. That's Saturday afternoon at 1:30. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. Our pregame show will be at 1:10. Then next Monday, as I mentioned, volleyball at Crestview. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. Tuesday, volleyball hosts Coldwater. That'll be a WPGW simulcast with the NFHS video. And student appreciation night will also be next Tuesday. Thursday, volleyball hosts Marion Local. That's a WCSM simulcast. We can't get a signal there, and neither can Rob, so we're just going to simulcast WCSM. And Friday, football will host New Bremen. Pregame show at 6:40. We'll take a break here and get introductions on the national anthem and probably a prayer, and be back in just a little while.
Cooler weather is coming, but there are still plenty of grilling days left, so get in to Wayne IGA and take advantage of the best deals on steaks in the area. They have T-bones, ribeyes, New York strips, and ground chuck, loose or patties, pork chops, boneless, skinless chicken breasts, leg quarters, whatever you want for grilling. And they have over a dozen brands of barbecue sauce, including Wendell's Barbecue. Take advantage of the nice weather while it's still here and get grilling with great steaks from Wayne IGA, the best meat market around.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Site Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Site Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fort Site Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Site Streets.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Cal Pharmacy can help you learn about the availability of mobility equipment for individuals at home to prepare for an upcoming surgery or a discharge from the hospital. Cal Pharmacy also has a certified aging-in-place specialist who can provide a needs assessment over the phone. We install ramps, grab bars, and bathroom stability aids. So to learn more, call Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or visit www.calpharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
If you are like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales.
Sorry, Kenny, we're going to cut in here. We're getting ready for the first serve here in match number one, Fort Recovery Indians versus the Delta St. John's Lady Blue Jays. And looking to see if I can't tell by body language who's going to serve first. And, of course, the officials are going to have to check all the starters and so forth. So, as I mentioned earlier, Dolphus is coming in with a 4-6 record. That's what's on the MAC website. I had them at 5-6, but around 500, around 500 is where they are. Indians are coming in at 7 wins, no losses, and ranked number 5 in the state in Division 3. And this is going to be it's always tough to play in this facility. As I mentioned earlier, they do not like to lose any sports contest in this building. So looks like Grace Mentor will go back to serve. Start everything for Delta St. John's. Received by Callie and knocked under the net. 1-0 for the Lady Blue Jays. Received and set for Sage Luthold, and she does not get it across the net. And it is 2-0 in favor of the Lady Blue Jays. The JVs, Indians won 25-19 in the first contest and 25-12 in the second one. Next serve received by Callie. set by Kayla. And Kennedy Mullenkamp with a big smash. And that is down on the Blue Jays' side, and it is 2-1. Blue Jays, and Mara Pearson will go back to serve. Mara throws it up in the air to hit it, and that knuckleball is tough, but they play it. Going to roll shot it across. Mara sets to up front to Sage, and she goes with a big smash and off of one of the defenders and out of bounds, and we're tied at two. And they had her name all wrong when they announced it too, so I'm not the only one in the building can't say Mara Pearson. So received, big smash, and they put it down right inside the line in the back corner, and the Blue Jays lead 3-0. So Mara gets a couple of points on serves, and it'll be, can't see the number, but she puts it in the net. That's Abby Kerner, and it's now 3-3. And it will be Megan Evers coming in to serve for the Lady Indians. She's had some times when she has really served great. She's been a very good asset off the bench. That's received. And three hits and does not get across the net. Just barely came back on that third hit. And Megan Evers has a service point. And goes to the right side. That's received. Set up for the kind of the middle. Big hard strike. And that is down just inside the back line. And it is tied at four. And Sage Luthold will come back in for Megan Evers. And now it will be number 15, Madeline Conley, serving for the Lady Blue Jays. That's received by Callie, and it's put across by the Indians, and setting it up for Tegan on the left side, and she puts it down on the Blue Jays' side, and it's 5-4 Indians. And it will be Kennedy Mullenkamp going back to serve. Some of our girls, and most of the teams in the league, have several girls that can hit that knuckleball that will come at you and then dive, and they're hard to play. So Kennedy will bring that. That's received, and they tip it across. Callie tips it up front. Kennedy sets it up for Paige Guggenbiller back across to the Indians, and we hit it hard, but out of bounds, so that'll tie it at five apiece. And it will be number five, Emma Will. Seems like we've been calling her name in basketball and volleyball for 10 years. She is a very good athlete. There's Emma Will serving for them. And Mara receives. Kennedy sets it for Paige Guggenbiller, and they can't get to it on the Blue Jays side, so that is point for the Indians. And that'll put Tegan Fortkamp back to serve. That's received by the Blue Jays. They're scrambling a little bit, but they got it and went to roll shot it, but hit it into the net. It is 7-5 Indians. We open up a 2-point lead. I think maybe they led us 2-0, but I think this is the biggest lead of the game so far. So maybe this is where we start pull away from them. So it'll be Tegan serving again. They receive it. It's still kind of behind the 10-foot line. And looks like we had somebody either in or under the net. So that'll make it 7-6. And the Blue Jays will go back to serve. It'll be Layla Seitz. It's received by Callie. Tegan saves it. Callie roll shots it over. It's set up for the front. They put it across on the second hit. Sets up for Mara. That's saved by the Blue Jays. Hits it across. Callie with a save. Tegan sets it up for Mara on the left side. Played by the Blue Jays. They're going to set it up in the middle and hit it long, and we didn't have anybody back there. Got it over our head, and it's tied at 7. Layla Seitz will get a point, and she'll go back to serve again. Hard shot at Callie, off her arms and back behind her. The Blue Jays now lead 8-7, and it'll be Layla Seitz going back to serve again. She hits it from well back of the line. Mara plays it, and it goes backwards, comes off the supports for the basketball rim, and it's now 9-7. That came down too quick for anybody to play it. So they've scored 4 points in a row on us, and another serve for Layla Seitz. And that is long, just outside the line. So it stops the bleeding, and it's 9-8. And it will be Callie Wendell going back to serve for the Lady Indians. She dinks one over, and that fools them. They were all waiting back to get it, and the front line guys, ladies, were not ready for it. We're tied at 9. So Callie Wendell with an ace serve. And it's played this time. Roll shot over. Tegan Kennedy sets it for Mara. Mara just about gets it down. That's a good save by the Blue Jays. Callie puts it up, and Kennedy sets it up for, didn't see who it was, but they did not handle it. I believe that was set up for, oh, that's for Carly Niekamp. So she gets a kill. And it is 10-9, Indians. Another good serve and played by the Blue Jays. Get it up to the front this time. Kennedy's going to set it up near the front for Mara. Blue Jays play it. Mara pops it up. Kennedy will pop it up again for Paige, and Blue Jays play it. They'll roll shot it across. Tegan plays it from the back row. Kennedy sets it up for Carly, and this is crazy. I can't keep up with it. It's been smashed back and forth. So Tegan sets it up, and they're setting it up in the front row. And I believe that was Sage Luthold with a nice block. So Callie, that after a long, long volley, will go back to serve again. We've scored 3 straight on them. It is 11-9. Callie Wendell will serve again. That is played up near the front, and they tip it across on the second hit. Kennedy will set it up for Mara on the left side and off the hand of the defender and into the front row. So that'll be a point, a kill for Mara and a point for the Indians, 12-9. And it's going to be a timeout for the Lady Blue Jays. And we'll get back to the commercial we cut off for Kenny Canute.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. The new Simplicity Courier combines the nimbleness of a zero-turn mower with the convenience of a utility vehicle. This new integrated rear cargo bed lets you haul flowers, tools, firewood, and more. Available at K&L Tractor, the Courier is also packed with commercial-inspired features like a welded commercial-style frame and fabricated mower deck option. It even offers front and rear suspension. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today to check out the Courier.
Welcome back to Bob Arnson Gymnasium, where our Indians now lead 12-9. And at one point, there was back and forth early. It was 5-5, then we got ahead 7-5, then they got ahead of us 9-7, and we tied it up. Now it's 12-9, and Callie Wendell is going to serve her 4th time. It's received by the Blue Jays. They're going to smash it across, hit the top of the net, and yep, not touched, went out of bounds. So that is another point for Callie. And she'll serve it again. That's a dinker. Just doesn't quite get over the net. And that puts the Blue Jays at 10. Indians 13-10 lead. And it'll be Avery Altenberger going back to serve for the Blue Jays. Mara receives it. Carly to Tegan. Oh, and they called that out. I thought it might have hit the line, but that is a point for the Blue Jays. Serve received, And we're fighting. Wow, that was as ugly as you can get one across. They get it back over to us, saved by Callie. And Mara will tip one and just tips it over the defenders at the net and down on the floor. So it's 14-11 for the Indians. And it will be Kayla Heitkamp going back to serve for our Lady Indians. She's had a number of great service sets. It's played by the Lady Blue Jays, and they smash it across back down on our side. And it is side out, and it will be 14-12 with the way the backboard brackets are sitting here. I have to look at both scoreboards to see the scores. So it's served and played by the Indians, and Mara with another kill down on their side, and it's 15-12, and Mara will go back to serve now. 15-12 Indians here in the first set. JV's won two sets to none in the JV contest. That one's received. They're going to tip it across on the second one, but they said that was a lift. So it'll be 16-12, and Mara will serve again. Smashes it, but just didn't quite clear the net. So it's 16-13. And can't see who's back there to serve. Oh, Abby Kerner, I believe. Indians play it. And Kennedy tips it across. Almost gets to the floor, but they save it. They tip it across on the second one. And it's set up for Sage. She gets it over. Played by Delphus. Callie with a great save. Kennedy sets up for Tegan, and she puts a fairly soft one down on their side. And it is 17-13 Indians. And it will be Megan Evers coming in to serve again. She got 1 point her first time and then hit one into the net. But this time they scramble for it. They did get it. They're scrambling, trying to get it across. They do get it across to us. And Kennedy Mullenkamp was set up very nicely, pounded one, but they played it. And a double hit they're calling on Delphus. So it's 18-13 Indians. And Megan will go back to serve again. They never really got the ball under control, that whole volley there. That is played by the Blue Jays, and that goes out. They hit it out, hit it hard, but out on the side, and the Blue Jays call another timeout. We'll just take one with them, and I'll be back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Welcome back to Bob Arnson Gymnasium. First set here between the Lady Indians and Lady Blue Jays. Right now the Lady Indians leading 19-13 over the Lady Blue Jays. Indians come in undefeated in the league and overall. 7 wins, no losses, 2 wins, no losses in MAC. And right now it does not look like what I was talking about earlier, that they might be taking this team for granted and not playing hard, because they are playing hard. Serve is received by the Blue Jays. Mara sets it up for Tegan. Tegan smacks one, and it is just out of bounds on the side. So it'll be 19-14. And going back to serve for the Lady Blue Jays will be Madeline Conley. So Conley will set it up, and played by Mara. Tegan sets it up for Kennedy off the hand on a hard smash of one of the Blue Jays, and down on their side. Actually, it went out of bounds, but they had touched it. 20-14, And here comes Kennedy. Maybe she can just serve five straight and take us out of this first set. First one is up. Tough play, and that's an ace serve for her. The young lady got her hand on it, but she could not handle that one. That one was going away from her, and it was one of those knuckleballs, and it was just impossible for her to play it. So Kennedy will try it again. 21-14, Lady Indians. Dinks one over, and they get it. They play it, but it goes into the net. So two ace serves right at the critical part of the match when we were up 20-14. Needed some stuff to keep that momentum rolling, and she gets us two straight aces. Kennedy plays it again. That's played by the Blue Jays. They'll set it up. Big smash and blocked by our Indians and down on the Blue Jays side. 23-14 now. Kennedy, we just need two more, one at a time, young lady. 23-14. Kennedy will serve it again. Dinks it, but just doesn't quite clear the net. She was trying to fool him again, but she did a great job there, got 3 points for us, and we're only two away from the match. That'll bring Emma Will back to serve for the Lady Blue Jays. They're trailing by eight. Well, something happened there. They're calling we must have had somebody out of position. So that's a point for the Lady Blue Jays. And we'll try it again. 23-16 now, Emma Will back. She's ready. Just barely dinks it across. Indians set it up and get it across. And Blue Jays are playing it. Roll shot across. Kennedy sets one up for Paige Guggenbiller. And she puts one down on the Lady Blue Jays side. And it is set point. And Tegan Fortkamp will be serving. Let's see if she can just finish it off here. Tegan with her serve gets it across, played by the Blue Jays, and blocked by the Indians and down on our side. We had two girls there. Kennedy was going to try to, it came down, but Kennedy had time, but the two girls that blocked were still standing there, so she couldn't get to it. So it's 24-17. And they call that one out of bounds. I thought it might have been in, but they call it out, and that is the game, 25-17, that Indians win. So looked pretty good in this first set. Didn't look like we had any letdown, thinking we might have it one coming in here. So let's take a break. We'll come back and maybe get a little bit of talking in about the JV contest.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
All right, it looks like they're coming back after just a minute and a half of a break between sets. So, Indians, what I have here very unofficially, I have Mara Pearson with three kills, three service points. Callie Wendell with four service points and an ace. Tegan Fortkamp, two kills and an ace, and a service point and an ace. Kennedy Mullenkamp had two kills, two service points, and two aces, and that was the 21st and 22nd points, which were very important. And then Megan Evers came in with three nice service points, and Carly Niekamp had a kill. Again, very unofficial. I'm sure I miss a lot, and there's other things that I don't catch. But as far as Duffel St. John, I only kind of kept track of their serves. Layla Seitz had three service points. Grace Mentor had an ace and a service point, and a couple other Lady Blue Jays had some service points, but those were probably the highlights. So the second set's going to start here, and officials are kind of getting things sorted out. In the JV contest, the first game was pretty competitive, 25-19. In the second contest, the Lady Indians started off big. They're ahead 17-0, or 7-0, then 15-2, and then Delphus kind of fought their way back into it. And I think we played some of the subs, and it ended up being a 25-17 victory in the second set for our JV ladies. And I believe they are still undefeated on the season, just as the varsity is. So we're going to have Kayla Heitkamp back to serve for the Lady Indians here to start set number two. We lead 1-0. Hard shot played by the Lady Blue Jays. Big hit and saved by Kayla. And she just got her hand on it, and it went across the net and front line person's hands, and point for the Indians. And that is a rocket shot that played but goes into the net, and they can't play it off the net. So we have Kayla Heitkamp starting off with two great service points here, getting us a good start here. Another, just a bullet. When she is hitting those, it is almost impossible to play those. That's three, starting off with three great ones here for our Indians. And she rockets another one. They get that up to the front. It's playable. They're going to hit it across, but we block it, but when we blocked it, it went out of bounds. They didn't touch it, so it's 3-1. And it will be Grace Mentor going back to serve for the Lady Blue Jays, down by two. That's served long, so it'll be point for the Indians. And it'll be Mara Pearson's turn to go back and serve some points. It's 4-1. Indians over the Lady Blue Jays here at Bob Arnson Gymnasium. And that one just does not quite clear the net and is 4-2. And this time it will be Abby Kerner going back to serve for the Lady Blue Jays. It's dinked across. Indians have it. Set up great for Tegan. She smashes one down. So she has another kill here to add to her total, and it'll be Megan Evers going back to serve for the Indians. 5-2 lead, and that one is a hard shot played by the Lady Blue Jays and blocked by the Indians. We're going to hit it down onto their side off of one of their front line girls and back out of bounds. So that is another service point. First one this set for Megan Evers, fourth in the two sets. 6-2 Indians. Megan with that rocket serve, when that's working, it is really good. And the Blue Jays play it, and they two, three, just desperate hits. They get it across, but we set it up for, I believe that was Tegan, and she puts it down on their side. So that was a great play. Struggling, fighting, but we had control when it got on our side. So another point for Megan Evers. And she'll serve again. That rocket serve just grazes the top of the net, and they're playing it. And it's going to be Tegan setting up Kennedy Mullenkamp, and she doesn't quite get it across the net. So it's going to be 7-3. Indians lead by four, and it's going to be Madeline Connolly going back to serve for the Lady Blue Jays. 7-3 here in the second set. Indians won the first set, 25-17. Oh, That was played by Tegan, set to Kayla, and she put it across on the second one and down on their side. They were not looking for that because she's a great setter, and she just tipped it across. So Indians now lead 8-3, and Kennedy's going to serve. And they do play it up near the front, tip it across, put it over in the left corner, hit it all the way from their left corner to our left corner and down. We could not reach it. 8-4 now. And it will be Emma Will back to serve. And that is played by Callie, but struggling. And we were way out of bounds trying to get it back across there, but it just wasn't going to happen. So that's 8-5. And we let it go, and it's inbounds. That's an ace serve for Emma Will. Two service points, and now it is 8-6. They're creeping back up on us, and we need to just go at them. Here's a little dink, and I think she's saying that she stepped on the line when she served. I'm usually watching that pretty close, and I did not pay any attention that time, but the official pointed back there, so it's 9-6, a service error for Emma Will. That's a break for us because she was serving very well. So now it'll be Tegan Fortkamp for the Indians, and she'll get it across. They're playing it. They didn't get across on the fourth one. Kennedy will set it up for Mara, and she hits it down on their side, but just about 2 inches out of bounds. So it is 9-7. It'll be Layla Seitz going back to serve for the Lady Blue Jays. We receive it, and Paige Guggenbiller smacks one, and Point Indians. I guess if it hits the basketball backboards that are raised, you can play it. But I guess they're not playing them off of the ones that are still down, the permanent ones. So that's another Point Indians, and Callie with a nice serve, and Tegan with a big hit. Another smash for her, and Callie will go back to serve again. ...11-7 Indians, and she tries to dink one across, and it does not get across the net. And I guess that can fall under the category of high risk, high reward. That is some risk trying to do that. Usually we associate that with those bullet serves that we've had several people over the years doing. They serve it to us. We get it back to them. They can't get it back across to us. And it is 12-8, Indians leading. And it will be Kayla Heitkamp coming in for our Lady Indians. She had, I believe, 3 points to start this set off. She'll serve. That is played by the Blue Jays. They're going to set it up for kind of in the middle. And Indians just barely get it. It almost hit the ground, and I think Kennedy put her hand out. It shot straight at Mara, and she kind of flipped it, and it went across the net and hit one of their players and went out of bounds. So that is 13-8 Indians, and we'll take a break. They're taking a break, and we'll take one with them. So be back in just a quick second. Well, the commercial doesn't want to play, so we'll just we'll keep it right here and talk a little bit about what's been going on here tonight. So, again, JV's won the first set, 25-19, and then started out with a big lead in the second set, ended up winning 25-12. And in the second or the first set here in the varsity match, the Indians won that one 25-17. We were up several and then kind of let them get some back, but then at 20 points, Kennedy Mullenkamp went back and served a couple of quick points and got us up about five or six again and we pulled away from them. So it'll be Kyla Heitkamp here to serve again. Indians lead 13-8. They play it. It's a big hit. We block it. Kayla sets up Sage, tipped back to us. Mara smashes it over. They play it. They're going to set up. Nope, they tip it across. And Kayla sets it up for Mara. She just tips it across. Played by the Blue Jays. They'll roll shot it over. Tegan she receives it and tips it up to, I believe that was Sage. And Sage just kind of flipped it over the net on the second hit, and they weren't looking for it. And that's, as Diana and Susie always call it, the campfire. 14-8. And they receive it. We hit it, get it back. It looked like we might have held on to the ball for a second. But either way, it gets knocked out of bounds off our hands. And it is 14-9 now with the Lady Blue Jays serving. And it'll be Grace Minter going back to serve. She gets it across. And Kayla sets it up for Kennedy, who hits it into the net. 14-10. So Minter will serve again. She'll serve it over. Played by Tegan. Kayla sets it up for Sage, a little too close to the net. And point for the Blue Jays. 14-11. Don't want to let them keep getting in this. Minter will go back to serve again. Grace Minter. She puts it up. Played by the Indians. Mara. I thought it was right on the line, but they called it out, and it's 14-12. And Minter will go back to serve again. That's her third service point. She'll hit it. Played by Callie. Kayla, and she puts it across on the second hit. They try to play it, and it goes backwards, and the Indians break the serve, and it's 15-12 Indians, and Mara will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. She serves it, but it goes out of bounds on the left side, 15-13. Delphi St. John's back within two, and can't see the number. I believe that's Abby Kerner, but yes, Callie receives it. Kayla to Tegan from the left side, who just pounds it down across the court, and that is her fourth kill for this set. And we'll bring Megan Evers in again to serve for the Indians. 16-13 now. Let's see if she can put a few on the board in a row, and nope, she puts it into the net. So it is 14-16, and Madeline Conley will go back to serve for the Lady Blue Jays. Mara to Kayla. Tegan, they were waiting for a big smash. She just tipped it. That's played, and they're going to smash one. Played by Callie. Set up for Tegan, blocked by the Lady Blue Jays, and it's 16-15. They're within one. And Madeline Conley will go back and serve. A rocket shot. Kayla over to Kennedy. She just tips it across over their defenders. They're going to put it across, and it's out of bounds, but they say it was tipped, and I believe that's correct, and it is 16-16, and we are calling a timeout, and we'll just take a break with them.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too.
What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome.
Sorry, BU, we're breaking back in. Madeline Conley serving, played by Callie, Kayla, and Tegan with a big smash off of the defenders and out of bounds, and the Indians take the lead back, 17-16. Whew, that was a big hit, and we needed it. They had been, we were up four not long ago, and I believe they scored four out of five on us. Kennedy Mullenkamp will come back to serve for the Lady Indians. She gets it across. They're setting it up for the left side. A big smash off of our hands and out of bounds. And we're tied again at 17. The Lady Blue Jays are playing a great match here, this set especially. So we can't let them keep getting back into it. We have to keep fighting. They said she stepped on the line again. So that will be a point to the Indians, 18-17. And Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. See if she can get us several in a row here. They play the serve and up to the front row, but it touches the net and rolls down and they can't play it. Point Indians, 19-17 now. Indians in the lead. And Tegan with another service point here. She'll hit that bullet serve. They play it. Playing it from out of bounds, but I think they're saying, oh, there's a double hit. I was thinking it might have gone behind the antenna, the red and white antenna, but it did not. So it was just a double hit. So that's another service point, and we lead 20-17. Let's get a couple more. That one's a dink. It was going to fall in an empty spot. There was nobody on their right side, and that's where it should have gone, but it hit the top of the net and fell down. So it looks like, I can't see who's serving for him, but it's a good serve. Callie, Kennedy, Mara, big smash, goes up. They play it, and Kennedy saves it. Page puts it over on the second hit. Indians try to block it, and it's smashed, and it's 20-19, and it is number three, Emma Wiltsey, back to serve again. 20-19. Let's go, Indians. Big hit, and goes right into the net. Oh, tough luck for her, but good luck for our Lady Indians. 21-19, Indians, and Callie Wendell will go back to serve. 21-19, second set. Indians lead 1-0. Played by the Blue Jays. Setting it up for the left side. Big block by the Indians. They're scrambling, but they get it back across. Mara to Kennedy to Sage, and Sage puts one down. That's her second kill of the set, and it's 22-19. And the Lady Blue Jays will take a timeout. So we'll see if we can get the BU in. We'll just kind of maybe jump to the middle of it.
BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Well, it took us two tries, but we got BU Boutique in. So here's where we are. It is 22-19 Indians. Second set. We lead 1-0. Callie Wendell is going back to serve for our Lady Indians. We need 3 points to take set number two and get a commanding lead here. Looks like everybody's ready. There's the up official's whistle. And Callie will serve. Played by the Lady Blue Jays. They're hitting it, roll shot from the back row. Callie plays it. Kennedy sets it for Mara. Mara tips it over. Just about got it down, but they're roll shotting it over on the third hit. and hit by Teagan, but it goes sideways, and it is 22-20. Just could not get that under control. They were the ones scrambling, and we ended up bonking one the wrong direction. So serve for the Lady Blue Jays. Hard serve played by Teagan to Kennedy. Smashed on toward their side. They put it back. Kennedy to Callie to Mara. And played by the Lady Blue Jays. They're putting it over to their left side again. And that goes into the net, 23-20. And that will bring Kayla Heitkamp back to serve. She has had some tremendous sets of serves this year. This is a hard shot played. They're going to set it up at the net. And blocked by our Indians, down off of one of their players, and rolls out of bounds. And it is set point, 24-20 for the Lady Indians. Advantage Indians, and Kayla Heitkamp will serve set point. Hard shot played. They'll set it. Roll shot over. Callie set up for Mara. She smashes one. It's saved back over to our side. And somebody must have got a double hit. So it's 24-21. So we'll have to get, set point off of their serve. And coming in to serve will be Grace Mentor for the Lady Blue Jays. She hits it across. Mara plays it. Callie, Teagan off of their hand, going back, and they just cannot play it. And it is 25-21. The Indians win set number two. And we'll be back in just a few minutes. There's whistles blowing. I thought maybe there was some sort of thing going on, but there wasn't. So we'll be back in just a minute.
Has your day been a little crazy and now it's time for supper? Just remember, Wayne IGA has good, hot, ready-to-eat meals back in their deli, and their deli is now open until 8 p.m. every weeknight. Just stop in and pick out what you want: chicken, tenderloins, chicken tenders, and more. Then grab some of their delicious side dishes and head on home with a great meal for your family. And of course, they also have those great meals ready to go at lunchtime and all throughout the day. Easy in and easy out at Wayne IGA. Good food fast, and it's better than fast food.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite? Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor, or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Well, a little technical difficulty there, but looks like everybody's back on the court anyway, so there's supposed to be one other commercial played, but that didn't happen. So we'll come back, and it's going to be the third set here now. It is Indians winning set number one, 25-17, set number two, 25-21, and it appears that it will be Grace Mentor serving to start off set number three. Indians leading 2-0. So received by Mara and set up for Kennedy, and she puts one down. And Kennedy Mullenkamp with a big smash. Just unofficially had Sage Leithold with two kills, and Teagan Fortkamp with five kills in that second set. Serve received by the Blue Jays and set up for Kennedy, and off their hand, and another kill for Kennedy Mullenkamp. She didn't have any kills on my book in the second set, and she has the first 2 points for our Lady Indians here, and it will be Mara Pearson back to serve again. Rocket shot and played by the Lady Blue Jays, but never got more than 5 feet off the ground and went sideways, and that's another service point for Mara. She's starting us off with 3 service points, 3-0 Indians. Mara throws that ball about 10 feet in the air and then hits it. And there, I'm going to say they had people out of position. So it's 4-0 Indians. Not sure. I'm not real sure what that call is, but she hadn't even, as soon as she served it, they were out of position and he called it right away. So that's played by the Lady Blue Jays. They smash it, played by Mara, setting up Tegan, and they put it in the campfire right there in the middle where everybody's standing, and it goes right down on the floor. 5-0, Mara Pearson, back to serve again. That one hits the top of the net and goes across, and it's played by the Blue Jays. Mara to Kayla. Tegan with a big smash, played in the back row. They're trying to get it up to the front, to the left side, and she puts it into the net. So that'll be another point for Mara Pearson. That's 5 service points, and it's 6-0 Indians. And the Lady Blue Jays are calling a timeout. They need to talk this over with a bad start.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Welcome back to Bob Arnson Gymnasium, where our Lady Indians are looking to go 8 wins, no losses on the season here against the Delphus Lady Blue Jays. We won the first set 25-17, second set 25-21. Right now, Mara Pearson has served the whole game. We lead 6-0 after a timeout from the Lady Blue Jays. Mara will put it up and played by the Lady Blue Jays, setting it up for the left side. Hard hit off our blockers and down on our side. So that finally breaks Mara's serve, but man, did she do a great job for us. So we got, it's now 6-1, and I believe back to serve is Abby Kerner for the Lady Blue Jays. Nice serve. Callie plays it. Kayla tips it over to our front row, but it was a little too close to the net, and it's 6-2. Yep, this is Abby Kerner, and so she's going to serve again. That one is a hard shot played by the Indians. We set it up, and Kennedy Mullenkamp puts one down, and that is her third kill of this set. And Megan Evers will go back to serve. She got 3 service points in the first set, 3 in the second set. Let's see if she can get about 5 here. Played by the Lady Blue Jays, setting it up for the middle, blocked. Second hit, they're setting it up for the left side. Tip it back, and Kayla sets it up for Kennedy, but she hits it out of bounds. So it is 7-3. And it will be Madeline Conley going back to serve Lady Blue Jays. Kayla sets it up for Kennedy again. It's played by the Lady Blue Jays. Smashed. Nice hit by the Lady Blue Jays off of Kayla, and nothing she could do about that. 7-4, and Madeline Conley will go back to serve again. That's played by Callie, and Kayla flipped it over the net, but they said it was a double hit, so that will be a service point for Madeline Conley, and it's 7-3. Callie, Kayla, Kennedy, and they call a Double hit again. Wow. 7-6. And Conley will serve again. We're up, I believe, 6-0, and they have come back. And if we can't get this one under control, it's going to be tied. Tegan roll shots it across. They're setting it up for the middle. And great play. And Paige Guggenbiller just flips it across on the second hit and off of their hand. And we broke serve, and it is now 8-6. And Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back to serve. See if she can get us some service points. She got us 3 in a row late in that second game and kind of put it away for us. Played, but not very well. But they are scrambling, and we were all out of position, and we didn't have anybody where Mara was setting it up. So it is 8-7, and here comes the Lady Blue Jays. They do not want to lose this. It'll be a victory for the Indians if they lose this set. So she, Emma Will, sends it over. We play it, get it back over to them. They're going to roll shot it into the net, and it is 9-7. And this time it'll be Tegan Fortkamp to go back and try to come up with some service points for our Indians. 9-7, Indians lead in the third set. She gets it across, and it is out of bounds over on the left side. Well, the offense is right side. She went across court, and it just went too far. So it's 9-8, and it will be the Lady Blue Jays serving again. And it's set up for Paige, and it goes out. No touches, and we're tied at 9. It's Layla Seitz. We'll go back to serve again for the Lady Blue Jays. Tied at 9. There's Mara Kennedy. Mara with a smash played by the Lady Blue Jays. And going to call a double hit on the Lady Blue Jays. So it is 10-9. We did let them get it tied. We took the lead back at 10-9. And Callie Wendell will go back to serve. She dinks one across and going to set it up for the back row and goes into the net, and it's 11-9. And Callie Wendell with a service point goes back to serve again. 11-9 Indians here in set number 3. Indians lead 2-1, or 2-0, excuse me. And we get it over. They get it back to us. We hit it to them, and they smashed it down, and it is 11-10. And it's going to be Avery Altenberger, the libero, back to serve. She hits a hard one. Indians play it and set up for Mara. Smash, but it's still in play for the Lady Blue Jays. And we set it up. We tried to set it up to the front, went across to their side. They weren't ready for it, and it went down on their side. So it is 12-10, and Kayla Heitkamp will come in to serve for our Lady Indians. They play it from out of bounds, and they put it up to our front row, and we put it right down on their side. It's 13-10 now, and Kayla will go back to serve again. Kayla with the serve. Dinks it over. Played by the Lady Blue Jays. Setting it up for the left side. Into our blockers and down on the Blue Jays side. That was a nice one for the Lady Indians. And Kayla Heitkamp with another service point. And it is 14-10. See if we can pull away a little bit here. We don't want to let them get back in this. And set up for the right side. And Kennedy Mullenkamp just hits it and gets it in play. Kennedy puts it over. Excuse me, Mara put it over. Then they hit it back. Mara hits it right back to them. They're setting up. And Mara saves one on the left side. And two of our players stood and watched it hit the ground. Either one of them could have gotten to it. 14-11. Is where we are, and it will be Grace Minter going back to serve for the Lady Blue Jays. And she has a nice serve played by the Indians. And Sage gets it over. And they'll play it back. They set up too much to our side. And Mara just smashes it down in the corner. They were thinking that one of their players was going to get the hit, and it came to our side, and Mara just put it down on the ground. So that'll put the score 15-11, and Mara is going to go back to serve for Indians. She already has 5 service points this set. They play it. They're getting it to the center, played by the Indians, blocked by the Indians, and back to our side, and Kennedy will put it up off the blocker and down on their side, 16-11, and Mara with another service point. Indians have the first 2 sets in their pocket and looking to finish it off. And she puts that one about 2 feet out of bounds, way too hard. A lot of juice on that one. So it'll be 16-12, and it will be Abby Kerner going back to serve for the Lady Blue Jays. Oh, ooh, we're scrambling, and it went off the hand of the receiver and went sideways. One of the other players got to it, but it was out of control. 16-13 now. Lady Blue Jays coming back at us. And received, set up for Tegan, and she hits it off the defender. Almost got up here to the crow's nest here at Bob Arnson Gymnasium. 17-13 now. And Megan Evers will go back to serve for the Indians. Megan with a nice serve played by the Lady Blue Jays. They're setting it up for the left side. Saved by the Indians. Set up for Tegan, and she hits it out of bounds. So it is 17-14, and number 15, Madeline Conley, is going to serve for the Lady Blue Jays. And 2 of our players were trying to figure out who was going to get it, and one of them did get their hand on it but went straight out of bounds because they were way late on it. 17-15, we got to keep them from getting that momentum going. And a nice serve, and Mara can't play that one. And that gives Conley, I believe, 5 service points in this set. 17-16, Indians only ahead by 1 in set number 3. A hard shot played by Callie. She'll set it up for Kennedy. She smashes it down. 18-16 now, a 2-point lead, and Kennedy will go back to serve. She served us, we had 20 points, and she got us to 20. We had 19 points. She got us to 22 in the last set and switched the momentum a little bit. They play it, going to hit it hard, and it is out of bounds, not touched by an Indian, and that's a service point for Kennedy Mullenkamp. And Blue Jays will call a timeout, and we'll just take a quick little break with them we'll be back in just a minute.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery has openings in their parts department. If you're friendly and professional with a working knowledge of farm equipment, consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Applicants need to have solid computer skills, a good ability to communicate, and the desire to learn. Full-time employees enjoy great pay and benefits. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers. Consider joining the parts department at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Stop in soon or give Hull Brothers a call today.
Welcome back to Bob Arnson Gymnasium, where our Indians are leading 19-16 in set number 3. We've won the first 2 sets. We just can't seem to shake the Blue Jays in this set. Kennedy will serve. They play it, setting it up for the middle. Roll shot across. Good save there. Kennedy sets it up for Tegan. She'll put it down, and it is just a little wide on the far side. So it is 19-17, and the Blue Jays will go back to serve. It's going to be number 5, Emma Will. She hits a great one, and we let it go, and it stays in bounds. So it's 19-18. I don't think you can let something like that go when it's this close a game. You just go ahead and play it. So it's 19-18. Emma Will with a service point. She rockets one over. Played by us, set up for Teagan. Off of their block and out of bounds. That was a huge point. Huge point. So it's now 20-18, and Teagan will go back to serve. I think that's Teagan's first kill in this set. We haven't been setting her up much. We set her up in the previous one and then the Kennedy in this one. So Teagan's serve goes and hits the net and comes back to us. 20-19, and Layla Seitz will go back to serve for the Lady Blue Jays. We cannot let them get momentum. 20-19. And we play it. And it's bouncing around in the rafters. And we hit it on the third one, but it went. We never had control of that one, although it would have been a great rally if we could have done that. It is now 20-20. And played by Indians and smashed by. I'm not sure what he called some sort of infraction besides the big kill, but I'm going to give, I think that was Teagan, give her the kill anyway. 21-20, and now it'll be Callie Wendell going back to serve for the Lady Indians. 21-20, Indians leading here in set number three, played by the Blue Jays. They're setting up for the left side, and Kennedy gets it up. Callie sets it up for Carly, and they get it back. We set it up for Mara. She smacks it over. They're setting it up. They get it across to us. We set it up for Sage and down on our side. 21-21 now. And it will be Avery Altenberger back to serve for the Lady Blue Jays. And we play it. Kennedy sets it up for Mara. Mara with a big-time smash. We needed that really bad. So it's now 22-21. And Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve. We need one of those famous runs that she has from time to time and gets a bunch of service points for us, but we only need three. 22-21. Kayla with a hard shot. That's played. They're going to set it up for the middle. And they hit it into our block, and it goes out of bounds, and we're tied at 22. They are not going away in this third set. Grace Mentor will go back and serve for the Lady Blue Jays, 22-22. I don't believe they've led this set. And we play it, setting it up for Kennedy, and back. They block it, and back to us, and the Blue Jays lead 23-22, and it's going to be a timeout for the Indians. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Sight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Sight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fort Sight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Sight Streets.
Welcome back to the Bob Arnson Gymnasium here in set number three. It is now the Blue Jays 23, the Indians 22. First time they've led, unless it was very early, and I think we started off with a big lead. And they serve it to us, played by Callie. Kayla, and she sets it up, and two of our hitters look at it. It went down and landed right in front of two of them. So it's 24-22. It is set point for the Lady Blue Jays. They've got some life, and they want to win this set. And so we get it back over to them, and they smash it, and it's down on our side. And the Lady Blue Jays have won set number three by a score of 25-22. Indians led. I think we were ahead 22-20, and they came back and got us. So we'll be back with set number four in just a little bit.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kalp Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from a wide selection of durable medical equipment and make sure it's fitted for you. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and much more. We also offer delivery services to the communities in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So visit kalppharmacy.com for more information. HealthMart, taking the time to listen and care.
This is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Welcome job back. Opportunities are everywhere you look today, yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Bob Arnson Gymnasium, where the Indians, we are going to set number four. Indians won the first set 25-17, second set 25-21. We were ahead, I believe, 22-20, something like that. Might have been 21-20, and Delphi St. John's came back, took the lead, and stayed ahead 25-22 for the victory, and we go to set number four. I don't know if it was like what I was talking about earlier that we hoped didn't happen, where the Indians think we have the game won and kind of let up. We still are definitely in the driver's seat, but they have taken some of the momentum. So we hope we can get it going here. It will be Kayla Heitkamp serving for the Indians, played by the Lady Blue Jays. They'll hit it from the back row into the net, and the Indians go up 1-0. So Kayla Heitkamp with a nice serve to start us off, and she'll serve again. And that one's going backwards, but they play it again. It's going to have to come across. It does. Mara just barely got to it and put it up in the air, and it was just enough on their side. They could hit it down, and it's 1-1. Nope. No, they called something on the on the Lady Blue Jays, so it's 2-0. So I didn't see what happened there. I didn't see what the call was because I assumed that was their point. So it's 2-0 Indians. They set it up for their front row, and Tegan receives it up to our front row. Then we're across. Now they hit it and hit it on out of bounds. It's now 3-0 Indians, and Kayla starting us off nice again with three straight points. 3-0 Indians. Set number four. Indians lead 2-1. They play it up near the front. They put it up. Okay, well, I'm not sure what that call is, but it's a point Indians. And another service point for Kayla. 4-0. Excuse me. No, it's a replay. It's 3-0. So that's why I didn't know what that call was. Not sure why, but that's okay. They play it, get it back to us, and we get it to set it up for Sage. She puts it down off of a couple of their blockers, and Indians now do lead 4-0. And Kayla with another service point, and Sage with a kill. And we hit that one into the net, and it's 4-1. And it'll be Grace Minter going back to serve for the Lady Blue Jays. She puts it up. Played by Callie. Kayla sets it over, but too close to the net, and Mara can't handle it. And it is 4-2 Blue Jays. Or excuse me, Indians. Blue Jays serving. Be Mentor serving again. Played by Mara. Way up in the rafters. Brings it down. Sets it up for Tegan. She gets it over to them. They can't handle it. And it is 5-2 favor of the Indians. And Mara will go back to serve. And Mara, as I've mentioned several times, she throws the ball way up in the air and hits it on the way down. And that's just... was a knuckleball, hit the net, goes across. They'll play it on the third hit. We're setting it up for the right side with Kennedy Mullenkamp. They get it, but hit it out of bounds. So that's another kill for Kennedy Mullenkamp. I had her with four in that last set. Tegan with two, Paige with one, and Mara Pearson with two kills in set number four. Three, excuse me. We're playing set number four, and the Indians are leading 6-2. And Indians have it. They put it across on the second hit. The Blue Jays roll shot it over. And they set it up for their front row. And they get it across. Oh, I think they're saying there's too many hits. So the Indians do get that point. And it's 7-2. And this is set number four. If the Indians win this, the match is over. The Blue Jays take a timeout, and we'll hear from Fort Camp Excavating in the meantime.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Back here at Bob Arnson Gymnasium, where the Indians lead 7-2 in set number four. Won the first two and let Dolphus come back in that third set and win. And so now we're in set number four. Mara with a great serve goes over. They can't get it across. So it is 8-4. And they do receive this one. Going to set it up. Going to have to hit it from out of bounds. Nice hit, but Indians play it. And Tegan hits it across. They're setting it up for their right side. And they can't get it across. That is a service point for Mara. And it's 9-2. Indians looking to close this out after they should have done it in three. So that one is played by the Blue Jays. Indians hit it. They put it too close to the net, put it down. They scramble to get it across back to us. We're setting it up for Kennedy. She tips it across. We're setting it up for their left side. And a nice save by Kenzie. And over to Kennedy. And don't know exactly what happened. Four hits. I thought that was only three, but so that was the fourth hit, and it is now 9-3. And Abby Kerner will go back to serve for the Lady Blue Jays. Played by Kenzie. Set up for Tegan. She smashes it. They play it. And roll shot over. Setting it up for Kennedy. Back set. And they play that one. We've had a couple of good hits, but they won't go down. And here we are. Oh, we're going to set it again. We tipped it over on the second hit, but they were ready for it. And we'll set it up for Teagan on the left side. They play it again. They've had some nice saves in this rally here. And we're back setting it for Kennedy, and she puts it down big time on their side. It is 10-3, Indians, and it will be Megan Evers going in to serve. Megan's had some, I don't believe she got any points in the last set, but she got three in the first, three in the second. She comes in, does her job, and does it well. So 10-3, let's see if we can just put this one away now. Serves it. They just get it, comes to the net. They get it across, and we're setting it up for Teagan on the left, and she puts it down right in the middle of them. That's 11-3, and Megan Evers doing what she's supposed to do, getting those service points. She makes them scramble. They never really get it under control, and we are able to win the battle. So they receive it, big hit. Hits our blockers and goes down on our side. So it's 11-4. And it will be Madeline Conley again to serve for the Lady Blue Jays. And right there, I think there's a let serve, falls down on our side. And it's 11-5 now. And she'll serve one again. Played by the Indians. And Teagan smashes one. It goes way up in the air here. They're going again, and our blockers put it down on their side. A nice block by the Lady Indians there. And it will be 12-6, and Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back to serve. Kennedy hits one good. They play it, and play comes to our side. And our receive was terrible. Goes straight down into the floor. So it is 12-6. And it will be Emma Will going back to serve for the Lady Blue Jays. So goes to Megan Evers. She played it, but it never got over shoulder high. And two more hits, we never got it under control and didn't get anywhere near the net. So that one doesn't serve into the net. That was very welcomed by our Indian. It's 13-7 now. And it'll be Teagan Fortkamp going back to serve for our Lady Indians. Played by the Blue Jays up into the rafters, comes down. They try to hit it across, and it goes into the net, and it is 14-7. And another timeout by the Blue Jays. They're going to try to get this bleeding stopped and see if they can't get this tied up at two sets apiece. But right now, the Indians are not letting them do that. Be back in just a minute after this from Miracle Lanes.
You have a party coming up and you're looking for something fun to do? Call Miracle Lanes now at 375-4274. Whether it's a kid's party, an anniversary, a company party, mom's birthday, or just because, call Miracle Lanes and reserve your lanes for your party. They have special pricing for parties and great food for your guests. Whether it's a large group or just a few of you getting together, call Miracle Lanes now and reserve your spot on their calendar. And they're taking reservations now for holiday parties. Make Miracle Lanes your party headquarters. Call them at 375-4274 and let them do all the work.
Welcome back to Bob Arnson Gymnasium. Teagan Fortkamp goes back to the serve for the Indians and hits it into the net. So it is now 14-8. And Layla Seitz will go back and serve for Adelphia St. John's. That's a hard serve played by Megan. And we hit it down on their side. Nice set for our front row. Didn't see who got the kill. And it is now 15-8. And Kenzie Garkey is going to come back go back and serve for our Indians. She's played had limited playing time today. Her serves are generally pretty tough, and she puts one right on the line, but just out of bounds on the far side. So it is 15-9, and Avery Altenberger will come in to serve for the Lady Blue Jays, down by six here in set number four. Indians lead 2-1. Setting it up for the left side with Carly. That's hit back to us, and Mara hits it across court. They're playing it. Third hit is way short of the net. They're going to try to go back across where, to our far side where there wasn't anybody and didn't even get it to the net. So that makes it 16-9. And it will be Kayla Heitkamp going back to serve for our Indians. Let's get several here and put the game out of reach. She gets it to them, and it's one of those knuckleballs. She thought she had it, and it just dived at that last second, and she hit it straight into the floor, 17-9. And Kayla will serve again. That one is at least hit up in the air, but that diving knuckleball is just a killer for them, and that goes into the stand. So that's two service points in a row for Kayla. It's 18-9 right now, and that is played by the Blue Jays. Hit over on the second one, but Mara flips it back on the first hit back to them, and she puts it down on their side, and it is 19-9, and Kayla has another service point. I have that as her seventh service point this game, this set. And another one goes down, and they cannot play it. And she is just that knuckleball serve. I'm sure they've seen this several times because there's a lot of teams that have players that can do that knuckleball serve. But for some reason, this one must be dying very last second. So now they play it. Got this one up to play, and they put it into our blockers, but our blockers hit it out of bounds. So it is 20-10 now. And it will be Grace Minter going back to serve for the Lady Blue Jays, needing a big rally here if they're going to stay in this contest. And a really nice serve played by the Blue Jays, but a big hit by, I believe, that was Kayla Heitkamp that put that down in the back corner. And it is 21-10, and Mara will serve now. Mara with that high serve. She hits it over. They play it up into the rafters. Second hit, third hit, they get it across to us. Nice save by the Indians. And Kennedy Mullenkamp gets it across. So I'm not sure exactly what the official is pointing at something, but it is our point, 22-10, and Mara will go back to serve again. That's played by the Blue Jays. They'll have to hit it out of the back row again, and setting it up for Kennedy Mullenkamp. They play it up into the rafters, comes back down, and they flip it across. Kayla will set it up for Sage, and they play it back into in play, and we get it a couple of times, and then a big time hit by, I believe that was Tegan, one of the girls over on that side, and off of their hands, and it is 23-10, and Mara Pearson will go back to serve, I hope, two more times. 23-10, let's get to set match point. And it is played by the Blue Jays over to our side again. Tegan will roll shot it over. They put it up near the front row, going to set it up for the left side. They hit it hard, out of bounds, no tip. And it is 24-10, and Mara Pearson will serve match point. Mara gets it up to the front row, and they get it back to us. Kayla sets it up for Sage. Sage hits it. They play it. Nice save. And back to our back row. And we cannot quite get it across. There's a couple of nice Kenzie went back and got a hand on it. Then Mara got a hand on it, but we couldn't handle it. So 24-11. That's Kenzie. Sets it up for Tegan. She just taps it down on their side, and that is the match. 25-11 is your final score in set number number four. 25-11, and we'll take a break here. We'll come back and try to get you some extremely unofficial stats. Be back in just a couple of minutes.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Ball is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do. That job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experience suspension.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. As a coach myself, certain small things completed the right way are the ripple in the pond that many times leads to a tidal wave of success in your operation. Trust me, there's a big difference between a pass or a toss at your feet as opposed to one that hits you right in the numbers. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Welcome back to Bob Arnson Gymnasium in Dufus, where our Indians come away with a 3-1 victory over the Lady Blue Jays. The Lady Indians won the first set 25-17, second set 25-21. We let Dufus come back in that second set and win 25-22 over us. But in the third set, we kind of took control early and just kept putting it on, and ended up with a 25-11 victory in set number four to go to 8 wins, no losses overall, and 3 wins, no losses in the MAC. I was trying to find some other scores, but my WOSN app doesn't have anything on it, so I can't help you with anything else going on in the MAC. New Bremen was at Coldwater, New Bremen's number 2 in Division 4. Coldwater's number 2 in Division 3. That's going to be a knockdown dragout. St. Henry at Minster. St. Henry's number 4 in Division 3. Minster's number 18 in Division 4. That's going to be a knockdown dragout. New Knoxville against Marion Local. Marion Local, in spite of a 6-2 overall record and no wins in two matches in the MAC, they're number 9 in Division 4. New Knoxville They always have a good program. That could be a knockdown dragout. And then Parkway is 1-1 in the league. Versailles has no wins against two losses, but they're number 13 in Division III. So all of these matches tonight, there's a lot of things that could happen. And I was hoping to have some updated scores for you, but I have nothing. So I guess we'll just let it go at that and see how it all plays out and see how we do. So things coming up. Not tomorrow. Tomorrow is Football Friday, but we're not playing on Friday. Delphus Jefferson is playing at the Stadium Park on Friday night, so that means we play Delphus St. John's on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with our Wayne IGA pregame show at 1:10. Then next week, we have volleyball at Crestview, and Crestview is number 5 in Division 4. That's going to be a knockdown dragout. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. Tuesday, that's on Monday. Tuesday, volleyball hosts Coldwater. And again, Coldwater, they're number 2 in Division 3. And we're number 5 in Division 3 also. So that's going to be a knockdown dragout. It is. This is a tough, tough row to hoe, boys. And WPGW will be bringing us that one at home with the NFHS video. And that one is Student Appreciation Night. So get out there and really, all the kids get in free, and they're going to have a lot of fun. But our student section is incredible. It's going to be incredible on steroids that night because it's going to be everybody getting in free and lots of games and things to do before the match. That's Tuesday. Thursday, it's volleyball at Marion Local. We can't get a signal, and Rob with WPGW can't get a signal in Marion's gym, so we're going to be simulcasting WCSM's coverage of that game. And the NFHS video is available, and I believe that they patch WCSM's audio in with their NFHS video. Then on Friday, football is hosting New Bremen, and that's going to be a good one. We need to get us a victory, and we'll see how this all plays out. We're playing better and better each week. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with the NFHS video, and the pregame show starts at 6:40. So I guess that's probably going to do it from here. We appreciate Todd Schulte giving us the permission to be here and a nice place to watch the match from, looking right straight down on the net. So that's a pretty good place to be. And especially all of our sponsors, there's just, you know, a bunch of them. Please support all of those sponsors and let them know that you heard their ads on Fort Recovery Radio. They need to know that you're listening and that what they do matters, bringing the games to the folks that can't get to up here, especially to Delphus. I believe we might have had less than 50 fans here, but our fans don't travel up here very well. It's an hour drive, tough to get to, but we came away with a victory, 2-3, won the first two, lost the third one, and then won the fourth one, 25-11. So want to thank everybody for listening, and we'll see you back on Saturday afternoon here from Delphus, just up the road on Jefferson Street. And thanks for listening.
Today's special sports coverage. See you next right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio. What's being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.